You're listening to SBS News.
The Tasmanian Premier, Peter Gutwin, announced the May election on March the 26th, a full year earlier than it was due. 5 days before that announcement, he told the Liberal Speaker of the House, Sue Hickey, that she would not be re-endorsed by his party. As a result, Sue Hickey quit the Liberal Party, which put the government into a minority. So Peter Gutwin called the election. Dr. Kate Crowley is an Associate Professor of Public and Environmental Policy at the University of Tasmania.
Okay, so Peter Gutwin has called a snap election on the back of his extremely competent handling of the COVID pandemic. Tasmanians have been feeling incredibly safe and living practically normal lives.
Tasmania's electoral system is unique in comparison to the other states and territories. It uses the Hare-Clark system. 5 members are elected to each of the state's 5 seats. In total, 25 members are elected. And to win the election and have a majority, a party needs at least 13 candidates voted in. Both the Premier, Peter Gutwin, and the Labor leader, Rebecca White, say they will resign rather than lead a minority government. Dr. Crowley says in Tasmania, there's not much of a difference between a majority, minority and a landslide win.
And so the interesting thing, firstly, for the government or perhaps the worrying thing, is that they can be high in the polls and they can, just in terms of the party, but also in terms of the Premier and the government standing, but that won't necessarily translate into the seats, because at the electorate level, people vote very particularly, usually following personalities rather than parties. So they might support the government, but then in their own electorate, they may vote, they may not vote in line with that. So being high in the polls doesn't guarantee that you'll get a landslide election. There's not usually ever a landslide election under the Hare-Clark electoral system.
If there is a minority result on election night, Dr. Crowley says both Peter Gutwin and Rebecca White will have to keep their promises.
So in that 24 hours afterwards, he would resign and his deputy come new caretaker premier would have to have a look at forming a workable majority on the floor of the House. So have a look around and see what independents have been elected and possibly see who's going to be able to support the government to give it the 1 or 2 extra votes that it needs. It shouldn't be beyond their grasp to do that. It's whether or not the government throws its hands up and goes to the governor and says, well, we won the majority of votes, but we're in minority. We don't want to govern, so we've come to tell you. And the governor, in those circumstances, could turn around and say, well, go back, recall parliament, and let's see if you get a vote of no confidence. And if you have a vote of confidence, then form a government.
The start of the Labor Party's campaign was sidetracked by factional battles over the pre-selection of high-profile candidate Dean Winter for the seat of Franklin. Then the state ALP president, Ben McGregor, resigned from his candidacy on April the 7th over crude text messages he sent to a female colleague 7 years ago.
I want to reiterate that the texts were between friends and included my wife and other people. The texts in question were typed whilst I was sitting with my wife at the pub and we were egging each other on. In the context of Grace Tame and Brittany Higgins, I understand the impact of words and of actions. I want to acknowledge that men need to do better.
A Liberal Party candidate for the seat of Franklin, Dean Ewington, was also forced to step aside when it was revealed he had attended anti-lockdown rallies against the Premier's policies. Premier Peter Gutwin announced on March 31st that Mr. Ewington had been stood down.
Look, I have spoken to Dean Ewington this afternoon, and there is a fundamental difference of opinion in terms of the value of lockdowns. We've had a discussion, and Mr. Ewington has decided that it would be best for him to resign his candidacy.
The latest ComSec State of the States report lists Tasmania's economy as the strongest performing in the country for the 5th quarter running. Tasmanians have also been able to live fairly normal lives amid the coronavirus pandemic since mid-2020. Dr. Crowley says the Liberal Party is hoping Peter Gutwin's leadership will be enough to win them the election.
The Liberal Party is putting him out in sort of like presidential style. Basically, the election is about Peter Gutwin and he's headlining everything. And so that should stand them in good stead if it weren't for a lot of other policy issues. But I would say that the government's got an advantage from calling the snap poll on the back of high opinion polls in the face of handling COVID really well and keeping it all very quick so that everyone else is on the back foot.
The election is being held on May 1st. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.